We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Irsay was quoted as saying that he was targeted for his 2014 DUI because people don't like white billionaires, which is an interesting take. And then Stephen A. Smith on First Take rebutted that and had things to say about Jim Irsay. And now Jim Irsay is just tweeting, just tweet storming about Stephen A. on social media. And if it's one thing I've learned in my entire life on social media, you never really win an argument on social media. Like, yes, there will be people who agree with you. Yep. And there are also people who are going to massively disagree with you. No one's ever like, hey, this guy just said something on Twitter. I guess that's over. No, it only leads to like, and I had to learn this the hard way because I had some good old Twitter feud. Nick Wilson from 6 years ago, in the midst of some real bleep in his life, had no reservations about just pulling back the curtain and just feuding with people on social media. And it usually was me punching up. If I'm being fair, I don't remember a moment where I punched down. That doesn't make it right. I realize now I'm justifying it. No, I was an a-hole. Don't fight on social media. And if you are, be Jim Irsay and make wild, outlandish claims that you can't back up and also use improper grammar. Listen, if you're going to use the wrong "you're" while calling somebody else out, you're the a-hole. And that's Y-O-U, apostrophe, R-E. That's the "you're," Jim. That's the proper "you're." Now, I want to get into what I think is the stone-cold truth about the Browns with Joe Flacco or DTR. Whomever they play at quarterback the rest of the season. Unless all of a sudden Joe Burrow gets released, is healthy, and becomes the Browns quarterback, at which point we'd know the apocalypse is nigh, because that doesn't make sense. Anyways, when you look across the NFL, I actually thought Ross Tucker had the best take on it, because I had asked him, like, which team in, like, the top seven in the AFC do you think are most likely to fall back to earth? And whether that's fall out of the playoffs or fall from where they currently are and eke by in the playoffs. And I was surprised that Ross didn't say the Cleveland Browns. He said the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, in fairness, the Browns are in a better seeding spot than the Steelers, having a game up on them, considering the Browns just beat the Steelers, and the Browns are in fifth place, and the Steelers are in seventh place. But I think when you hear a lot of analysis on the Browns going forward, I think the Browns are going to be treated as the cute little story next door. I do. And the reason being is quarterback play is the thing we pay most attention to in the NFL. There's a reason we've talked more about DTR and Joe Flacco this week than we've talked about just about anything other than Kevin Stefanski and a contract extension. I don't look at the Browns as a team susceptible to falling back to earth. And they certainly wouldn't be the first team that I think would be the most likely candidate to fall back to earth. Because even though the quarterback reservations that people have are fair, I also think, like, you do have some interesting weapons around DTR or Joe Flacco. I also think you've got a head coach that, because he's an offensive-minded guy and because he's kind of been running the ship offensively for 4 years now, I think that's an advantage. We can quibble over Kevin Stefanski's abilities as a play caller or individual calls that drive us crazy, all this kind of stuff. But, like, quite frankly, guys, Kevin Stefanski has won games. He is, what is it, seven games now above 500 in the regular season as Browns coach, which is massively impressive compared to any other head coach we've had since 99. And I think having an offensive head coach at your trouble spot, I think this matters. Like when your team is struggling on one side of the ball, having a head coach that made his bones on that side of the ball and who's known to be or thought to be an X's and O wizard, I think helps you. I don't know that the Browns can climb out of the bottom 20 in the NFL in offense. I don't know. I'm saying that as a literal I don't know, not a doubtful thing. I just don't know. Because I don't know who's going to be playing quarterback 4 weeks from now. I have my personal reservations about both quarterbacks, but like you can't really help it. You got to go out there and win. But the other thing stopping me from thinking the Browns are one of the teams that could fall from grace are the fact that they've just consistently won close games. And we played the Joe Flacco clip in the 5 at 5. We might play it again before the end of the hour. But I think teams that have shown you time and time again, it doesn't matter who's under center. It doesn't matter who's in your backfield. It doesn't matter really almost anything. They're going to go ahead and give it a go and have a good chance to win and more often than not win in those one score games. I think that's real. Like, guys, I don't even think that's just real for this year. I think the Browns, this could be the Browns learning how to win. And when I say Browns, I mean Kevin Stefanski, the coaches, and the locker room. I think it could be the Browns learning how to win long term. Because the way Stefanski has won this year is antithetical to every other win I've seen this guy pursue. I mean, even early in the season, there were games where it was like the first seven games, the first seven passes by DTR in Baltimore. Like, what are you doing? What position are you putting that kid in? And coming off the bye, the Browns have just done everything it takes to win. Not win Kevin Stefanski's way, not win Jim Schwartz's way, not win anybody's way. But win the way you have to actually get the win. So that's what I've seen from a team now through 10 games and specifically who I feel like turned the corner at some point in the bye. I think that's real. And I think when a team, when a locker room learns to win like that, I think that's real. I think that is as definitive as it gets that this team can be in the hunt in every one of these games. And as of right now, they need to go 3-4 in their final seven to get to 10 wins. 10 wins, I think, automatically gets you into the playoffs, might even get you the fifth seed. So you check off another win this weekend, and all of a sudden you can go 2-5 down the stretch. And now we're not just talking about making the playoffs and trying to get the five seed. Now we're talking about, all right, what do you need? What's the right mix here of winning that gets you the AFC North crown and a top four seed and the ability to host a home playoff game in that first round or maybe even a first round bye? I think that's where we are with this team. That's where I think if you can keep just going and keep winning. So that all that being said, I think if you pulled 20 national media analysts of AFC teams, gave them all seven teams, and said, which team is most likely to fall to earth? I think they'd pick the Browns. I think they're wrong. It's why guys, I don't know if you remember, a couple weeks ago when Dustin was doing the smoke and mirrors thing, he felt like the Browns were winning smoke and mirrors. It drove me up a friggin' wall. It drove me crazy. Because teams win in the NFL all the time with smoke and mirrors. Steelers have done it for 3 or 4 years. And honestly, even when they had good enough quarterback play, there were times where they were winning a fair amount of their games in any season. To get to 10 to 15 wins that you need to get in the playoffs on any given year, to get anywhere from 9 wins to 15 wins, you got to win some uggos. You got to go through some battles. And I think a team that has done that more often than not is trustworthy. Honestly, guys, like, I don't think that the Pittsburgh firing Matt Canada, blaming Canada, I don't think all of a sudden is going to change things where Kenny Pickett, suddenly the sky's open and Kenny Pickett doesn't suck anymore. But, like, I can't even agree with Ross that Pittsburgh's the team that's likely to fall out of the most likely to fall from grace and end up on the outside looking in on the playoffs because they've just done it day in, day out. They won so many games in the first 10 games that they had no business winning. If you look at how they had to win, which is ugly, fist fight, just don't screw the game up. They've won so many, there's no reason to believe that even if Kenny Pickett still sucks after firing Matt Canada, that all of a sudden they're not going to win the four more games in the final seven games to get where they need to be. Like, I look at Miami. Guys, I think Miami is starting to turn the corner and not in a good way. They're not scoring the same way. Tua is seemingly turning the ball over more now than anything. And Achane can't stay healthy. And I think he's a huge key to them being the top level of dominance because he's just ridiculously fast. I think the defense is okay.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, like, Miami's a team that I think could be one of the teams. I think that they're more likely to fall from grace than the Browns. Because I don't trust Miami, all due respect, they've got some finesse to them. And they don't have the same kind of physicality. Like, you know, you can say, oh, well, San Francisco finesse, and that's where Mike McDaniel came from. No. Behind any of the glam, glitz, sexy plays of Kyle Shanahan is a brutally physical offensive line and defense. Even some of their players, like, Christian McCaffrey is a badass when it comes to blocking. I think Houston has a bigger chance to fall from earth because this is their first exposure to the playoff hunt. Those guys, most of those guys who are either new to the NFL, new to Houston, or just new in general, most of those guys, even CJ Stroud, they don't know how things change when you get into December, once you get post-Thanksgiving. It is a completely different sport. The home stretch is completely different. 216-474-0092. The stone cold truth about the Cleveland Browns is, I think people are going to look at the Browns because of their quarterback play and say, they're most likely to fall from grace. They're most likely to fall out of the playoff race because how can you keep winning like that? And people said the same thing. I said the same thing about Baltimore with Tyler Huntley last year. And it happened the year before. And Baltimore not only stayed in the playoff hunt, they also pushed Cincinnati to their absolute limit in the first round of the playoffs last year. Going up against Joe Burrow. It was Tyler Huntley versus Joe Burrow, and that game was close to the very end. I don't think the Browns are going anywhere. They're not going where we hope they would go. I think that's fair to say. They now need to reprove. Every single week is going to be them reproving to everybody outside of Cleveland that they're not falling away. And then I think in Cleveland, you know what I think they're proving here? It's pretty simple. I think they're going to be proving in Cleveland that they still have a chance to do something in the playoffs. Outside of Cleveland, this team's going to continue to have to prove that they're a playoff team. Inside Cleveland, we know the math. We know what this team has done. And now it is, at any point can you show an offense that is capable of winning games late? And I'm talking about late. I'm talking about need one game against Houston, need a game against the Jets or Jacksonville late in the season. And that proof that we're looking for is that you can win a playoff game and maybe do more. 216-474-0092. I guess we'll start here. What teams around the Browns do you think are most likely to fall back to earth? Josh, Dominic, you guys stick there. And the flip side of that, we just talked about the downside of the perspective on the Browns nationally. We're going to actually talk the flip side and why it might be good to be a Browns fan down the stretch on 92.3 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.